802. Good morning, Lillooet, and welcome to another day of live broadcasting here on CHLS 100.5 FM, My name is Jeff O'Kelly. This program is Snooze Button, and I'll be with you until 9 o'clock. We started out with some music by Antonio Vivaldi there in a somewhat more serious mood than is usual for him. We heard the first movement of a cello concerto in C minor, Riem Catalog number 401, and that recording featured Afra Harnoy playing the cello with the Toronto Chamber Orchestra conducted by Paul Robinson. And we will listen to the remainder of that concerto in a few minutes, but right now it's time for weather and road reports. Let's see, yesterday's low 1.5, and then that incredibly beautiful afternoon. The high yesterday reached 19.8, just almost to 20. As of 7 a.m., the temperature at 2 degrees. Environment Canada says it will be sunny today, but with increasing cloudiness this afternoon. Wind from the south at 20 kilometers per hour this afternoon, and they are predicting a high of 20 degrees today. UV index at 3, which is moderate. Tonight, cloudy, a 30% chance of showers before morning, wind from the south at 20 and a low of 8. Tomorrow, cloudy, a 30% chance of showers, wind from the south at 20, increasing to 40 near noon, a high tomorrow of 15 degrees. Thursday, a mixture of sun and cloud, a low of 6, a high of 15. Friday, sunny with a low of plus 4, a high of 16. And at this point, Saturday, predicted to be cloudy with a 60% chance of showers, a low of 10 and a high of 17. All looking pretty darn good right now. Taking a look at conditions across the country and around the province, right now in Halifax, it is minus 2 degrees and mostly cloudy. Montreal, mostly cloudy and plus 1. Toronto, also plus 1 and mostly cloudy. Iqaluit, I think they're the coldest here. Drifting snow and minus 33 degrees. Winnipeg, plus 2 and mainly sunny. In Regina, it is mainly sunny and minus 2. Yellowknife, minus 22 and mainly clear. Edmonton, mostly cloudy and 0. Calgary, minus 1 and mainly clear. Whitehorse has light snow at minus 15. Prince George is minus 1 and cloudy and a little close at home. Clinton, clear and minus 6. Hope, plus 4 and clear. Kamloops, mainly clear and 0. Minus 1 in Pemberton and in Vancouver, foggy and 5 degrees. And on the highways, I think it's just notes for Highway 1 today. Excuse me. There is rock work continuing 1 kilometer south of Hell's Gate. That continues through Friday of this week, 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Expect 20-minute delays in both directions. The reduced speed zone still in effect between the Ferrybee Tunnel and Hell's Gate Air Tram until further notice. Reduce speed to 60 kilometers, and watch for fallen rock on the road. And finally, a reminder, there is a, let me just make sure, yes, that is finally, sweeper with water truck and pilot vehicle working from Spence's Bridge to Cache Creek, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. through March the 17th. That's it for weather and roads. Okay, let's go back to Vivaldi. Yes, this cello concerto in C minor. Usually, even in minor keys, Vivaldi tends to be fairly cheery, the bright kind of noodly writing for the solo instrument. A very serious first movement to this piece. And then the second movement we're about to hear is almost as close to tragic as anything I've ever heard in Vivaldi's music. However, in the final movement, even though it's marked Allegro ma non molto, fast but not very fast. There he does let loose a little bit, still in the key of C minor. All three movements are in the key of C minor. And in that final movement, yeah, things are a little lighter in feel, I guess, and he certainly allows the cello a lot more opportunities for virtuosic display. I should also mention in the slow movement that we're just about to hear, listen for the parts where the cello is playing the solos, and you will hear the interesting sound of a cello being accompanied by another cello, and the one who is playing the accompanying role has to really suppress all instincts to sing out with the instrument so as to not seem to be in competition with the solo instrument. Anyway, very well done here. So let's hear once again. This is Canadian cellist Afra Harnoy with the Toronto Chamber Orchestra, and the conductor is Paul Robinson.
Thank you.
That was music by Antonio Vivaldi. We've been listening to the cello concerto in C minor, and that was he wrote quite a few cello concertos. I think there are 40 or something of them, maybe more. So there's probably more than one in C minor. But this was the C minor one I chose to play today. We heard Ofra Harnoy playing the cello, and the Toronto Chamber Orchestra with conductor Paul Robinson. Let's see, what are we at? 8:20, and let me tell you what's coming up today on Radio Lullamet. There it is. When Snooze Button wraps up, I will leave you with an episode of Bobcat Logic. If you haven't heard that yet, give it a try. That'll be on around 9-ish. Probably a little bit of time for music from the Jazz Blues Soul playlist after that. Around 10 o'clock, I'll switch things up to Studio One in Lullamet Secondary School. And the situation has changed there now. We're only going to have one broadcaster in the time slot there. That will be Raynell, but she will be on between 10:15 and 12:15-ish on weekday mornings. Later in the day, back down to Studio 2 here at the Rec Center for music from the Jazz Blues Soul playlist. 3 o'clock, Democracy Now!, an encore presentation of music for the Middle Ages at 4 p.m., and music from the Rock Pop playlist after that. Not sure what the Rock Plop playlist is. Let's see, I have no exciting news stories to tell you, no exciting bird news. In fact, it seemed quite quiet as I was walking in this morning listening for birds. Certainly the overall levels of song are going up. And it seems to me right now, most of the birds tend to sing the most just before the sun starts to climb over Fountain Ridge. So that's a really good time to listen for them. That'll probably be in another 25 or so minutes. At least from where I live, it'll be 20 or 25 minutes here at the Rec Center, a few more minutes than that. Okay, let's carry on. And we're going to listen to a piece by Camille Saint-Saëns. This is one of his more obscure pieces. This is a march that he wrote for concert band. It was commissioned for use at a gala evening that was given to celebrate an exhibition. I think it was put on by the Union Centrale of, the School of Fine Arts, or the School of L'École des Beaux-Arts, something like that. It was an exhibition that featured artwork and industry, and there was quite a substantial collection of artwork that came from parts of Asia that was included as part of the exhibit. So Saint-Saëns wrote this work for concert band. I'm not quite sure why concert band rather than orchestra. However, he seems to have liked it well enough, and a year or two later came back and did make an arrangement for orchestra, and somebody, perhaps Saint-Saëns, but more likely somebody else, also made an arrangement for piano four hands. But it's the original concert band version we're going to hear. It's called Orient et Occident. Again, I'm kind of really making a very half-hearted attempt at French pronunciation there. As you might guess with a title like that, parts of the march sound Occidental and parts of them sound more Oriental, or at least in some sense Asian. It's sort of in four parts. It starts out with the Occidental part of the march, and then I think it's maybe about 2.5 minutes in, it switches over to the Oriental part, which has a vaguely sort of Middle Eastern feel, maybe Indian. I'm not entirely certain. It does not sound as if it is the music that's inspired by China or Japan or anything like that. And then after the Orient part of the march is over, then comes a fugue that serves as a transition, and then that leads us to a coda, which is based on some of the material that was heard first in the Occidental march. So it's kind of got a nice little sense of variety to it. The scoring for the wind instruments is quite clever and beautifully written, and he also includes some percussion parts, which are very useful, especially in the Oriental section. Anyway, I don't think it's a major piece by any stretch of the imagination, but I think it's a lot of fun. So let's listen to this recording w featuring the U.S. Marine Band, and they are conducted, and I'm sorry, this name just strikes me funny for some reason, conducted by Colonel John R. Bourgeois.
Thank you.
That was music by Camille Saint-Saëns. We have been listening to a march called Orient and Occident, and that was a recording featuring the U.S. Marine Band conducted by Colonel John R. Bourgeois, and I will not make fun of his name this time. That march, obviously intended for concert use, not intended for marching use. It's just a little too relaxed in so many places for it to work as a march, but it's still kind of a fun piece. I used to own the score of the piano duet version, and I'm going to have to see if I've still got that somewhere. It'd be a fun piece to learn if I can find somebody else willing to take on one of the parts. Okay, what are we at? 8:33. Let's do public service announcements. I'm not going to bring you the pool schedule. It's still certainly closed this morning, it looks like. I went to the rec center office just a few minutes ago while the music was on, but nobody was in yet, so I can't give you an update on that. When I spoke to them yesterday, they thought that it was likely that swimming lessons would be on this afternoon, but that was yesterday. I can't say for sure. So for more information, get in touch with the rec center office, 250-256-7527, or you could probably find the information on the district's website, or you get to the Rec Center's Facebook page, and the information will be posted there. Family movie nights at the library this Friday. They're every Friday night at 6 p.m. There are free snacks, and the evening is free. Yeah, the movie is free. This week, it is Finding Nemo. Tempted to sneak in myself. One of my favorites. That's all I need to tell you about it. If you have never seen Finding Nemo, see it. It's a classic. CD Saturday, that is coming this Saturday, March the 14th, and that will be held at St. Mary's and St. Andrew's Church. 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. will be the seed swap and sale. There will be lots of local growers with seeds available and also seed merchants. And then in the afternoon, there will be a session called What's Growing in the Llewellyn Area 1 year later. That's 2:30 to 5 p.m., and there will be lots of local growers talking about what they've been doing in the past year. There's a cafe running throughout the day with lunch and savory snacks for sale. Entry fee, $2, or pay what you can. All donations graciously accepted, and no one will be turned away for lack of funds, and donations for the food bank are also welcome. Let's see. Yes, this happens first. The next concert in Lillooet Music's 2014-2015 concert series. The Sweet Lowdown is the name of the group, and I'm just trying to find a description of them here. They blend original songwriting and three-part harmonies with an old-time instrumental groove, an acoustic roots trio that are based in Victoria. That is Saturday, March the 21st, and it'll be at St. Andrew's United Church. Dinner at 5:30 p.m. The concert is at 7:30 p.m. You will need tickets to get in advance for the dinner, and those tickets cost $15. Tickets for both dinner and the concert available from PharmaSave, KC Health, and IDA. Let's see. Okay. Next general meeting of the Lillooet Legion. That is tonight at 7 p.m. And there will be karaoke night on Friday of this week. Lillooet Learns has its annual general meeting coming Tuesday, March the 24th. That'll be at noon at the Learning Center, number 76 Fifth Avenue. Lunch will be served. If you'd like more information, you can go to the website www.lillooetlearns.ca. And that's it for public service announcements. Okay, for the rest of the show, we're going to turn to music by Beethoven and listen to one of his violin sonatas, Violin Sonata No. 6 in A Major, Opus 30, No. 1, music written around 1801. That makes Beethoven 31 years old at the time. This was really a tough period for Beethoven. It was around the time when it became clear that he was going deaf, and he got out of Vienna. Primarily, one expects to get away from people. He felt he was very self-conscious about going deaf, and felt that it reflected an imperfection in him. Here he was a composer, and yet he was losing his hearing. It's almost as if he blamed himself somehow for that. Anyway, he wanted to get away from people so that he wouldn't have to put up with their questions or their sympathy or their whatever, I guess, and was in a town called Heiligenstadt, and we're not going to talk about the Heiligenstadt Testament. That's a whole other thing. You can look it up online if you're really interested in it. Like I say, it was a very tough time, and so it's kind of surprising to find him writing a piece that is quite warm and lyrical and very sunny in spirit. This is one of three sonatas that form his violin sonatas that form his Opus 30. Number 7 in C minor is very terse and dramatic, and number 8 is in G major is quite lighthearted and almost humorous at times. This one in A major is, as I say, primarily lyrical in its spirit, and it's probably the least performed of all the Beethoven violin sonatas, which is a real shame because it is every bit as good as all the others are. It's in three movements. The first movement is a fairly standard sonata allegro form. Just listen for right at the very beginning, you will hear an important rhythmic motif or rhythmic and melodic motif that keeps coming up. I think you hear it in the bass of the piano. Bum, da-da-da-da-da-dum, bum, bum, and you'll keep hearing that da-da-da-da-da-dum many, many times throughout the movement. The second movement is in the form of a rondo, A-B-A-C-A form, with a variation every time the A theme comes back. And then the third movement is actually a theme and variations. We're going to listen to a really classic recording that comes from the 1960s, if I recall correctly. This set of recordings of the Beethoven sonatas were my introduction to this music when I was in university. Zeno Francescatti playing the violin, Robert Casadesus on the piano. Listen especially for the sweet but very large tone that Francescatti gets out of his instrument. And Robert Casadesus, one of the very best pianists of the era, and particularly noted for his playing, actually, of classical music like this and music by Mozart, but also his playing of the impressionistic composers Debussy and Ravel. Anyway, here they are with music of Beethoven. That was music by Beethoven. We have been listening to the Violin Sonata No. 6 in A Major, and that was a recording featuring Zeno Francescatti on the violin with Robert Casadesus playing the piano. Playing, I said. I was trying to get the French in there. I've had struggles with my French pronunciation all morning, and actually many mornings and many days and many weeks and months. All right, that's going to have to be it for today's show. But if you missed the weather at the top of the show, let me give you a quick recap. We don't have the 9 a.m. temperature yet. As of 8 a.m., the temperature was at plus 1.4. Since the sun has basically hit now, I imagine it's a little bit warmer than that. Environment Canada says sunny today, increasing cloudiness this afternoon. Wind from the south at 20 kilometers per hour this afternoon, but reaching supposedly a high of 20 degrees today. UV index at 3, which is moderate. Tonight, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers before morning. Wind from the south at 20 and a low tonight of 8 degrees. And tomorrow, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers. Wind from the south at 20, increasing to 40 near noon, and a high tomorrow of 15 degrees. That's it for me. I'll say thanks very much for listening. I hope everybody has themselves a great day.